And we are back on the KYMN Morning Show. We've got a couple of guests with us. Joining us from the Minnesota Fire Club, Antique Fire Club, it's Len Schrader. Len, good morning. What's the name of your official name of your outfit?
The Minnesota Fire Engine Club. The acronym is MNFEC, MNFEC.com.
All right. You guys probably notice a little bit of a delay in your headset, so if you feel more comfortable taking off the headphones, you can do that as well. Aramis Wells is also with us from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Good morning, Aramis.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. Northfield coming up this summer is celebrating 150 years of fire service to the city and to the area, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment or so. Let's start off with Len, though. You've got, before that, you've got a big event coming up, and it's right around the corner, coming up in about 27 hours. The Cannon Falls Fire Muster is tomorrow. Tell us about the fire muster and your participation in it.
Sure. The Minnesota Fire Engine Club is partnered up with the Cannon Falls Fire Department, and we're going to be hosting our first ever fire muster in Cannon Falls at Hannah's Bend Park. It's right across the street from the fairgrounds. Now, we're going to have antique fire apparatus. We've got approximately 50 units coming. And we will have some hand-drawn stuff all the way up to the current. So it's going to be a great day. We're looking forward to having everybody come down and taking a look at some antique fire apparatus.
Yeah, let's talk about those a little bit. We've had you on the last couple of years because you've been to Northfield here in recent years and put on the display, and it's always people of all ages, from the kids sure. all the way up to grandma and grandpa, enjoy these.
Well, if you want to see the merriment in kids' eyes, they're looking at these antique trucks and the chrome and the pinstriping and everything, and these kids, they just love them, love fire trucks. But we've hosted the Pumpers in the Park series, where we go out and we pull water out of a water source, and then we'll have colored light streams after dark. It's pretty cool. It looks like a prolonged fireworks show. But it is a lot of fun for people to come out and just to see what we do.
And the coming up tomorrow for the Cannon Falls Fire Muster, this is the first one. Is it an annual event? How did this whole thing kind of come about? Is this the Fire Engine Club's
idea? This is the Fire Engines Club's idea. We are hoping that this becomes an annual event. We would actually like to host a national conference with all of our fire apparatus owners nationwide. Now, owning fire apparatus is very big out in the eastern states, a lot of private owners, and you'll see some even larger water shows and pumping events with eastern fire departments and owners, and they it's a big hobby out there.
I would think so. It's probably a hobby that would certainly have to be a labor of love, because I imagine that's probably not the cheapest hobby that you could.
It's not cheap. And these trucks get about 6 miles to the gallon when we go somewhere, so we could really use some support. But Aramis, I think you can attest to this. It's all fun and games when you're pulling the hose off the truck, but it sure is a lot of athletic abilities to put it back on.
Absolutely.
And the cleanup. I mean, it's just like, oh God, we got to do cleanup, and then you got to scrub a hose and make sure it's clean before you put it back on the truck. And it's tedious, but yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. Once again, tomorrow. Now, the event runs from 11 to 4 tomorrow, so you won't be doing the After Dark Water Show tomorrow.
No, this is strictly fire apparatus. We will have a small pumping display, but won't be anything with the colored lights or anything. But your listeners can find us at MNFEC.com, MNFEC.com. You can email us. You can join us. Above all, you can donate to help support our cause. We're preserving history. Someday we would actually like to have a museum where people could stop by and see some of the neat fire apparatus that we have.
It sounds like a fun time. And another fun time, we're going to switch over to Aramis here. The Northfield Fire Department and Northfield Area Fire and Rescue will be celebrating 150 years of servicing the area. That is, boy, that's a lot of years. Aramis, I'm sure you don't remember the early years back in the 1860s. What's my math? That would be 1872. But it's still for the department. This really marks quite a milestone.
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite the milestone, like you said. You know, some days when I wake up, it feels like I was around in 1872. Like Len was mentioning earlier, firefighting is kind of a young man's game, and it's a lot of work. So, and again, so our event coming up on Saturday, July 23rd, it's going to be celebrating our 150th anniversary of the Northfield Fire Department and now Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. We're going to have a great show downtown. We're going to have an open house at the fire hall from 4 to 7, where we're going to have a lot of demonstrations and hands-on events for the kids where they can put out fires and see what happens in a kitchen fire, stuff like that. We're going to show them the process of how water is pumped from the hydrant through the truck and out the hose and let them kind of get their hands on everything. So.
Well, it's going to be a whole, just a long day of fun from, you know, starting I gotta say fairly early, late afternoon, evening.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be an afternoon event going all the way through the night. It'll start at 4 o'clock, like I mentioned. Len's going to have his group along with us. We're kind of partnering in this group to try to make a full evening event. They're going to have their pumpers in the park event where they're actually going to be flowing water back into the river and having the colored lights on there. Like you said, it's kind of like a fireworks show. It's pretty amazing. And then after that, we're also going to have a free dance down at the Grand. So we're going to have a band called Roadhouse Six. They do classic rock and country. They've played a country fest, and they're pretty big deals. So it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, it sounds just like a lot of fun. And once again, marking 150 years of the Northfield Fire Department. You know, I recall seeing through times with the Historical Society and such, the pictures of the early days, maybe the turn of the century, some of the apparatuses they would use at that time. And at that point, the fire department was just a few doors down here. And I'm trying to think what building that would be. I don't know if maybe the Arts Guild within a few couple of buildings.
I believe it was the Nutting Building.
The Nutting Building.
Yeah, I remember the old City Hall, and the police department was right there. Mm-hmm. And they had kind of a bump out thing where they could actually look down the street and see what was happening. But that goes back to the days of the blue lights. There were blue lights. They didn't have radios for the fire or the police department, and they'd turn on the blue lights at the VFW, Basil's Pizza. It was Bill's Pizza then.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one right at the City Hall. And every few minutes, the officers had to cruise by those areas to see if there was a call.
Wow.
And they would stop and use the payphone and call dispatch or their office to see where the call was. But those are the days of the blue lights.
Yeah, folks, that wasn't that long ago.
It was not that long ago.
The days of the blue lights. Yeah. Maybe you can rename the celebration the days of the blue lights.
Oh, wow, that has flow to it, Jeff.
It does have a flow to it. And Len, your group will be out here then, and at that's the time you will be doing the light display.
That's correct. We will be in the Sesquicentennial Park, I believe that's what you called it. Mm-hmm. We called it the Fifth Street Lot. But we'll be down there pulling water again, and we get a Sunbelt rental pump, which is an industrial pump, and it produces 2,500 gallons per minute. And that is what we'll be pulling water out of the Cannon River. And we'll be in that park. We'll have the Fifth Street Bridge. And then this year, we're going to be on the west side of the river as well. So it's going to be a really, really neat show, and we can't wait. This one's going to be a lot of fun. And we do put up the colored lights and the water streams. And if you've not seen one of our shows, you can check out some of our videos at minfec.com, M-N-F-E-C.com. We've got all sorts of videos and photographs. You can see our apparatus, and you can email us, join us. A lot of fun things you can do on our website. But check us out, minfec.com.
All right. It sounds like a wonderful time. We're going to have you guys back on maybe a little closer to the event. We want to get people prepped for it and also promote the Cannon Falls Fire Muster, which is coming up once again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you're out and about, stop on by. Hannah's Bend Park is a beautiful spot for it, and you'll see the trucks out there. You can't miss it once you get there. It's by the fairgrounds, folks. If you kind of wander on back there, you'll see it.
But yeah, and I also want to mention that Sunday we're also going to be out at the fairgrounds with the Lions Club. Now, they're doing an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast from 7 a.m. till noon. It's also in partnership with the Cannon Falls Fire Department. But we're going to have a few trucks over at the fairgrounds there for their pancake breakfast.
All right.
Come on out.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time. Aramis, anything else we need to know right now about the 150th you'd like to pass along?
Yeah, we're just starting to get information out. If you want to follow us on Facebook, we've got a nice Facebook page, and then we also have our website, nafers.org. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, check it on out. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. Boy, it really feels like summer. We've got sunshine, 80-degree temps, and we're talking celebrations and fire departments and demonstrations and such. Makes it feel like summer. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks for having us, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Aramis Wells with Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, and also Len Schrader with the Minnesota Fire Engine Club. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.